Been a while since I've been here, but welcome back to Euphoria Nook podcast. I'm here because of so many reasons, more than one. This podcast episode was slightly inspired by an individual, so I am going to be sharing a little bit of something I've been thinking about a lot and how it's been impacting my life ever since I assumed the concept into my life and what it means to me, how I am trying to accommodate it into my own life. But before I could record this podcast, I'll share with you, I was totally blank. I was overthinking and very much unprepared, even though I knew I wanted to pen something down. So after days and days of struggling with this mind blockage, I'd say, I just decided to let go of the idea and I just lived. For lack of a better word, I just let things flow and I just continued with my day-to-day life or activity. And then I had this epiphany, which came in like a little itch that I knew I needed to scratch. Something I needed to put down in writing and eventually record. I knew there was a period where my life changed, and when I look back or when I reflected, I knew my life changed the moment I decided to appreciate the current moment and to just savor it. So this is where this podcast is coming from. I want to share with you guys what living in the moment means to me and how it has changed the way I look at things, the way I look at life in a nutshell. I'll tell you one thing. Life is filled with so many emotions. It's filled with sadness, joy, happiness, fear, confidence, calm, and so many emotions that we experience in our day-to-day lives. Life is completely ginormous, with so many massive array of experiences that involve relationships, parenthood, singlehood, and careers, health, and so many other things that we've yet to experience as individuals. And I'll tell you what I've noticed or what I know. All of these experiences are best lived or experienced in that moment, in that particular moment. So let's track back a little bit. In the past few years, 2 to 3 years, I thought I could just capture the greatness of life or the hugeness of life in a couple of diaries or journals. The idea was this would eventually grow to be either a vlog or a novel or even a podcast. And I guess I ended up with only a podcast, which is okay. It's cool. But I noticed that as you do all of these things, as an individual, you realize that life is greater than just that. It's big, it's crazy, and you just end up missing experiencing it because you are minimizing it into a particular diary or a journal. And journaling is okay, mind you. When you're not trying to go crazy, it's absolutely okay, but don't make it your entire life. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it is so important to live in the moment, right this instant, live in the now. And trust me, I can attest to that, how paramount it is to exist in that particular moment. What is living in the moment? What is the actual meaning? When somebody tells you live in the moment, it could mean a couple of things depending on people's perspectives. So I'll share with you a meaning that was taken from a book by a Stoic philosopher. I have a Stoic flair, don't laugh. So this famous philosopher, Epictetus, says living in the moment is focusing on what is happening right now instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. This is often referred to as mindfulness in modern psychology. And if you go into social media, people talk a lot about mindfulness. I don't like to dwell much on what they talk about, because mindfulness could mean a lot of things. Some people who are into meditation, and I, funny enough, I used to be into that stuff too, meditation, chakras and everything, they talk a lot more about living in the moment, mindfulness. However, it's different according to different people in their culture, their religion. Especially Hindus, they know more about mindfulness, meditation, because generally that's where all of that comes from. And anyway, this topic is very much relevant to today's world, where it's very easy to get caught up in the past or caught up in the future. Getting caught up in the past is actually deadly, trust me. You find yourself in this hedonic treadmill, in this loop, where you are thinking about your past, your mistakes, your past experience, sad experiences. You just have this constant thought in your mind, what if I did this right? What if I didn't do this? What if I never went to that place in that particular day? It's just living in the what ifs, and it's totally mind consuming and very much toxic. And then there's that loop of thinking about the future. What am I gonna do in 2 years? What am I gonna do in 10 years? Would I have achieved this and that? Would I be having this to my name? And if you don't mind that, if you don't think about how much damage it's doing to you as an individual, you find yourself in that particular negative mindset space. As much as we can preach about living in the moment, everybody knows that it's very hard. It's entirely difficult to try and practice that. I know that because I've been trying for a while now, and there are times where I see that I'm getting there, and then there are those lapses or relapses where you just say, you know what? F this, I can't do this anymore, and you just try to, and you just go back to that little hole where you're just living life for the sake of living it. So it's very hard because of how the human mind is wired. We are wired to be seekers and questioners of everything, but we need to be still. I'm not saying let's just stand there. I'm talking about still in terms of the mind. Just when the mind is in that equilibrium, in that quietness, and being ease with the present moment, no matter what it brings. So instead of fighting against the present moment by trying to capture everything, we could cultivate the attitude of acceptance and equanimity. So for me, when I tell people, or when I think living in the moment, I'm not merely talking about seeking pleasure or trying to escape discomfort in your life, but rather accepting whatever comes our way as individuals. Could it be challenges? Could it be displeasure? Could it be a negative situation or a sad moment around yourself? And I'm sure some of you are expecting a different kind of live in the moment. The social media type, the hype of go out, have fun, go drink, experiment with drugs, have sex. But no, I'm here with a little bit of an uncanny definition. Yeah, so building this attitude, I've grown to realize that it can lead to a sense of freedom. Freedom from your mind, freedom from people around you. So there's that period where you realize that as you stop struggling with judging yourself, judging your actions, and ceasing to identify with your actions and the things that you do, you tend to live a little bit. You tend to enjoy yourself even when there's literally nothing much to enjoy in your life. By living in the moment, you find fulfillment and peace. But then one may ask, how do you get there? This is where everything begins. Before, you could just reap the the joys and the goodness of what living in the moment can do to you, you need to be fully present and aware of your experiences as an individual. Try not to escape anything. I used to be a runner, trust me. A runner, I'm not talking about literally athletics. But I used to run away from experiencing negative feelings, and I'll just cover all of that with this anger, this seriousness on my face. I used to try to escape my reality, and then I realized that the more you try to run away, the faster the things you are running away from come towards you. So I'll tell you this, it is not enough to just intellectually understand this idea. We need to actually be able to embody it through mindful practices, gratitude, and maybe focusing on one thing at a time. So we all know that the mind tends to wander a little bit and get caught up in the past regrets or the future. I know mine tends to do that maybe a couple of more times in a week. So we could try to train the mind to focus on the present moment, as much as it's very challenging considering all the troubles that we're having right now as people, as families, couples. There's a lot that's going on, and the mind becomes the victim before everything else. However, by focusing on the present moment, we can gradually shift our default state from anxiety to ease. Hear me out. When you're sitting at the table with people, you're having lunch, and you realize that your mind is wandering, you're thinking about something else. As much as your mind can trick you into making you believe that that is what you're supposed to be doing, it's up to you to try to redirect it to the present moment. How do you do that? Firstly, ask yourself, what is going to come out of me thinking about this when I'm actually having lunch with these people? So now it becomes your job to counter your brain and do the opposite of what it's making you do. The overthinking, the thoughts that are all over the place. And anyway, one may ask how we can synchronize this idea of being one with the present moment in our relationships, our lifestyles, our career or jobs. Firstly, it's very imperative to recognize that relationships are dynamic and ever-changing. Therefore, we cannot always expect to always feel blissfully happy in our relationships, nor can we expect to never experience conflict. Instead, this is the best we can do. We can aim to choose to accept whatever arises with an open mind and an open heart. Of course, it's not easy because the human mind, or just human beings, are wired to be defensive towards negative situations. But the best thing we can do in a complicated world as it is to be open-minded. And it's also important to cultivate presence and awareness in our interactions with people, with our family, with our loved ones. Because in that way, when we're with our friends, our family, and partners, we can be able to practice being fully present and focus on that particular moment. That's how much we should treasure our family, our partners, and our friends, instead of getting caught up in our thoughts and distractions. And how would we do that? We can. The most important thing that I always tell people, my friends, I always tell them, can you just be like, stay away from your phone and be present? Because how much would you enjoy somebody's presence when they're actually listening attentively and actively listening to you? Nothing beats that. And nothing beats eye contact when you're talking to somebody. It makes you feel like you're being heard. It makes you feel like that person is actually enjoying being around you. And another important thing is to try and practice non-judgmental awareness in relationships. Basically, observing our thoughts without really getting too attached to them and believing that they define us. Now, that sounds a little bit crazy and probably near impossible, but listen, let me give you an example. If you are in an argument with, say, your partner, we notice that feeling of anger or frustration, but we can avoid labeling ourselves as angry people or as an angry person or identify with that, with those emotions. Just because I am frustrated with you, it doesn't make me an individual who has anger issues. That's what I mean when I say sometimes we should avoid identifying with our emotions. So instead, we can simply observe the emotions and try to understand them without judgment, without judging them. So I'm angry with you right now, but at the end of the day, I am not having anger management problems. I can try to understand why I'm angry. And once I'm over that and understanding why I'm angry, that's where solving the problem comes from. And in that way, the same principles can be applied to business or career or at a workplace. Being fully present and focused at work or being hands-on rather than getting distracted by worries or daydreaming or just any unwanted thought or emotion. Now, the interesting thing we can do to cultivate this is setting boundaries. I am one person who has a lot of boundaries, and sometimes it irks me how many boundaries I have, and people get worried sometimes. Setting boundaries, I can never stress this enough, it can take you places as an individual. It helps avoid a set of problems. Setting boundaries with our colleagues, business associates, and even if it's not at work, even with family. Because when you deny people access to your private space, you are essentially preventing conflict with your energies and other people. Boundaries help you navigate through your life or day-to-day activities without feeling like you have an obligation to other people. Trust me, when you start to feel like you are obliged to do 1, 2, 3 because someone asked for it, there's going to be a time when you just stop doing stuff for yourself because other people have consumed you and your space. So you need to be able to say no and actually do things for yourself in that particular moment. One of the greatest Stoics or philosophers, Seneca, on his book, I don't quite remember the name, but something about shortness of life. On the shortness of life, yes. He says that it's not that we have a short time to live, but we tend to waste a lot of it. Essentially, life is long enough. It's infinite, and a sufficiently generous amount of time has been given to us as people for the highest achievement of it. We all well invested. which simply means that we can live fully in the moment by learning to appreciate each moment for what it is without worrying about the future or the past. So, in all of that, it is important to access our mind and force it, even if we have to come back from wherever it's wandering to the present moment. I think I've said it in my a mouthful, and I'm definitely going to be taking my own advice as well. And yeah, after a long time of not doing this, I think I really had a mini great time. And yeah, so guys, life is infinite, and I can only encourage you out there to live it. It's not about avoiding planning or thinking about the future or reflecting on the past. But rather, I like to think of it as embracing each moment, every day, every hour. And I think we can learn to appreciate what we have in that way. Because when you start to see moments for what they are, you start to appreciate the fact that you're still alive, the fact that you get to spend time with people you love, and the fact that you get to live to see your life unfold and achieve your dreams. And to be able to focus on what really matters and really make the most of it. So, let's do this. You and I can start today. Start by bringing your full attention to the present moment and watch how our lives unfold. And that's it from me. Bye!